Welcome in Blue McGarth and Tyler Sexton joining us this morning. Gentlemen, first time joining us here on the program, I believe, right?
Good morning. Yes.
Good morning. Yep.
Appreciate the time. Good to see you gentlemen in the studio this morning.
Thank you.
We're talking about a very exciting idea that's kind of the brainchild that you've brought to our community, Blue, with an ice skating rink here in our community.
Yeah, and we're talking about a refrigerated ice rink, outdoor, looking to establish a rink for, you know, 3 months in the winter, December to February, not susceptible to the warmer temperatures that we get with the refrigeration system.
Awesome. And this is something that you've actually been working on for quite a while, and something that you've kind of wanted to bring to our community since you joined us here in North Platte.
Yeah, absolutely. I grew up skating and ran ice rinks for 25 years before moving to North Platte 2.5 years ago.
Okay.
And so
and real estate's just a natural extension of that, right?
Well, I just kind of fell into it. You're right. I went, wow, okay. But yeah, not having ice just kind of shocked me, partially because the Tri-City Storm over in Kearney.
So close.
They've got the event center there. That is the USHL, United States Hockey League, which is the highest level of amateur hockey in our country. Those kids get drafted into the NHL. They go to Division I schools, Division I colleges to play, usually. And
they've had a lot of success in recent years, too, I might add.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we're 100 miles away from there, and we don't have an ice rink.
It's kind of surprising, isn't it?
Yeah.
And Tyler, when did you become involved with this project, sir?
About a year ago, I met Blue, and he told me about his vision. And I grew up in North Platte, so I'm not I haven't had a lot of ice experience. I used to put ice rinks in my backyard just for the kids, you know, ice rink.
Sure.
Have a tarp, fill it up with water, and freeze it. That's basically all I knew until I met Blue, and he kind of shared with me his vision of this ice rink thing, and I was all on board just to see. I just kind of an enthusiast for that stuff, and I wanted to really see it happen.
Cool. Yeah. And I think a lot of folks, when they think about ice skating rinks, Blue, they're thinking about what Tyler talked about, you know, putting down the tarp, putting some water out, and freezing it. And that's great. That's fun backyard activity for the kids especially, but you've got a bigger vision than just that little tarp in the backyard.
Yeah, in the 2 years I've been here, we would have had ice for, I think, 2 weeks if we were just susceptible to the freezing. And to have a refrigerated system, basically an indoor rink run outside. You know, in my experience with indoor rinks for 25 years, it's a natural for me to, you know, establish and maintain that system.
So let's talk a little bit more about the inspiration behind this. I first heard about this project about a year ago when the Chamber was hosting their Big Idea North Platte, and you gave a presentation then, and it was a lively presentation, to say the least.
My wife and I had a lot of fun doing that.
You guys put some work into that. It was very evident.
Thank you. Yeah, we worked hard at it, you know, made a little script up and had a little scenario go on. So
this has been in the works for essentially as long as you've been in North Platte then, Blue?
Before I moved to North Platte.
Okay.
When we, I guess I'll call it recruited to come here for my wife Star's position. As soon as the first time we were here was a beautiful 75 degree first weekend in March.
Ooh.
Loved it.
Yeah.
But I started talking to people about ice. Talked to the DNN Event Center. I went, where can I put this ice rink? There's no ice here. And would prefer to do an indoor type of thing, and talked with Tad Handborg out there about doing that, and he was on board with it. But then with the COVID situation and stuff at that time, it's like, no, this is not the time for it, you know, and coming out of that, it's just, you know.
A mess.
Yeah. But we've built up, been talking about it and working on it for those for that time, getting the community involved as much as I can, and it's having an effect.
A lot has happened on the back burner, Tyler, but it's really come to the attention of the public here in recent weeks.
Right. You know, I mean, Blue's vision is what I think would be awesome, too, is to build an indoor ice rink eventually. You know, we know that can't happen right now with all the things that are going on in North Platte. Potentially one day it can, but I think right now thinking of $1 million-plus facility would be pretty tough. So what we want to do is gauge interest in this community with an outdoor ice rink. It's a true, honest-to-goodness ice rink, refrigerated system that can stay frozen, you know, even in the nice January or March weathers like Blue was saying, but it would kind of, and it's a smaller ice rink. It's not, it's going to be about half the size of the Kearney ice rink. So, but it will gauge interest to see if we can get people that will be interested in ice hockey, to figure skating, interested in just family skating, public skating, that kind of thing, and then hopefully build from there. But I mean, that's the whole push right now, is to try to get this thing to happen in December, and then we do need some community support for
it. It's a good way to get the feet wet, if you will, and see what would this look like before we build a big facility.
Right. Yeah, it's one of those things that, I mean, it is kind of foreign to a lot of people growing up. I grew up here, so sure. I never had ice coming up. Kind of grew into it as I got older, and especially going to Kearney, seeing those things and doing the ice rinks in the backyard, I kind of got enthused with it. But there's a lot of people who haven't and haven't had that experience, and so that we want to bring that experience to them, you know, and hopefully build it from there, because I think it's a wonderful thing to do for kids, for adults, you know, in the winter months when there's not a lot going on, you know, to have a outdoor activity, safe, fun activity open would be amazing.
And a family fun activity at that. This is an activity that, if you're able to walk, essentially, you can get out there.
Sure.
You might not look very good at first. Right. There might be times where you're falling down a little bit more than you like, but it's an activity that everybody can do.
Well, that's what we'll be able to offer, skating classes. I mean, we have skating tutors, or walkers, I guess you would call them, that people can use on the ice for skate, so they don't have to worry about falling down, because we know not everybody's going to be an experienced skater out there. So it is all about the family fun. It is all, and then eventually, hopefully, it turns into more learning how to skate, more learning how to play ice hockey, learning how to do figure skating, those kind of things is kind of what we want to offer too. But
and Blue, Tyler brings up a good point. There's a lot of people in our community that this is going to be a foreign concept for them. This is going to be something new. But it looks like we're going to continue to bring more and more new individuals to our community, and this would be an amenity that maybe they're familiar with. Maybe it's an amenity they're new to that they'd like to take in a little bit.
Absolutely. And with my experience in the ice rinks, and I
25 years of experience, I might
add. I grew up playing ice hockey as well. I've coached my own hockey camps. I've taught learn-to-skate lessons. I've run all the programming for the rinks that I was at, or, you know, oversaw it at least. And I like doing things the right way the first time.
Sure.
So that's our whole intention, is having those classes, like Tyler said, and leagues, and teaching people how to skate. Mm-hmm. How to fall down is the first thing we teach them. Here's how you fall down safely.
Yep.
You know, and then standing back up and moving from there. So.
And hey, one advantage of this location that we're proposing is it's awfully close to the hospital. So if you're not falling safely, we can walk you across the street.
Yeah, exactly.
Got that.
Yeah. Let's talk about this proposed location, and what can we do, Blue, to help out with this? What's the next phases looking like here?
Next phase is we're in a fundraising phase.
Okay.
This month, we're trying to raise $175,000 by the end of this month, to know that we can purchase the equipment, the dasher boards, the piping, just for the ice system itself, you know, the resurfacer.
And that price would be about $170,000?
We're figuring. Our total goal is to raise $250,000 for the whole year. But having that established, pledged at least amount, we know we can go forward with this. You know, if we fall short of that at the end of this month, you know, we've really got to look at and go, okay, can we do it this year, or do we have to put this off for another year, which we don't want to do.
Absolutely. But if folks are out there listening and are concerned about donating because this might not happen this year, Tyler, if you make a donation today and unfortunately this doesn't happen this year, your donation is going to collect interest and be able to be used at a later date.
Absolutely. And we do have another option. We have a website, npice.com or npicerink.com. Okay. On that website, you can actually donate to us. We are a 501c3 nonprofit organization, so it is tax exempt. There is also an option that we're looking for, too, on that website, to just pledge. And so you can say, okay, I'm going to pledge this amount to the ice rink, and hopefully it happens this year. Now, that's what Blue is saying. We're trying to accept, or trying to gain pledges at least, to get to our goal by the end of this month, first part of next month, to actually see if this is a go for this year. I mean, we in this room want it to happen more than anybody, I think, but we want this, we kind of have to gauge if it's going to, you know, and if we don't gain the necessary funds to actually order the equipment, which are going to be a one-time cost, and that we will be able to have and use for future years, we won't be able to do it.
Now, Blue, if folks want to learn more about this project or to donate, what's the best way for them to do so? And if they have questions, they'd like to pick your brain or pick Tyler's brain, how can they get in contact with you guys?
npicerink.com or npicerink@gmail.com are the best ways to do it.
Awesome. Yep. Gentlemen, anything else you'd like to add this morning?
I don't think so. I appreciate you having us here. Please call us. Please email us. We love to talk about this thing. We really want to get this thing going this year. It's been a passion of Blue's and then recently mine, just to kind of get this up and running. And I really think it can work in this community eventually. I really hope it happens this year, but we will definitely need some community support to get it off and running.
Absolutely. I admire the passion that you guys have for this. And Blue, you specifically bringing this idea to our community. It's very inspiring to see this sort of project take off so quickly, so suddenly, and we hope that it can continue to grow. So very inspired by the passion that you guys have with this project, and wish you best of luck with this fundraising goal.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Yeah.